Road. Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to this week's episode, our bonus episode, girls, where you send in all your anonymous complaints, dilemmas, not really complaints, secrets and confessions, complaints. Well, sometimes you complain about your friends and...
Not hate your...
It's more of a dilemma. Did we ever hear back from the girl? Remember we asked her?
Oh, yeah.
Probably not.
I hope if you're out there listening that our advice didn't ruin your life.
No, it didn't. I think we're really good for advice now. So I feel like our friends come to us with... I feel like it's because we've done so much therapy that we have a very open mind.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, like, I would... I think so.
Yeah.
I think the world of myself.
Huh?
I think the world of myself.
Well, you are the world, honey.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's get into it. I realised that the guy I've been talking to for 4 months has a girlfriend.
Like, would you be arsed?
What a piglet.
Greedy, greedy guy.
Honest to God, the little swine.
Don't be
Why
Danny Jones
like
and Maura Higgins.
Why are men like that?
You deserve a guy who is just going to be all yours.
And honest.
And you lose them how you found them.
And loyal, babe.
Are you Scottish? I was like, you lose them as you found them. Did you ever see that video of the second when Kim Kardashian goes Scottish when a spider jumps on her and she's like, dude, no, I need to find it. Did you see it? It's so, she's like, oh my God, dude. It's so funny.
Oh, I love the Scottish accent. Me and Jamie were only saying that we wanted to go to the Scottish Highlands.
Oh yeah, I'd love to go there.
We were watching a program on it, like a documentary, like about the animal wildlife. We're like, oh my God, they have so much beautiful wildlife.
You get a lovely train up there.
Yeah, it's really...
Hogwarts one.
Yeah, it's like 10 grand. It's so expensive, Ness. I looked it up.
Yeah, that's like my dream. Anyway, sorry, we need to deal with people's problems. My fiancé wanted to lose some weight to feel better for our wedding and I said I'd do the same diet in solidarity. Yeah. He doesn't know I've been secretly eating chocolate on the nights he works late. Snack time. Much too good for children, you know.
Much too good for children. Yeah. What a movie. I've done that.
Yeah, and to be honest,
I felt like I set that in.
If you didn't particularly want to go on a diet, you're just doing it to support your fiance, which is so nice. And like, you're probably doing it where he needs it the most, which is like your meals and everything. Mm-hmm. So like, bitch, secret chocolate won't hurt anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to have your sweet treats. But you know what I would really like to recommend? The Lindahl's yogurt, the white stracciatella one.
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
Is that like the cork
there's
one?
Also like another yogurt in Lidl that's like a chocolate mousse. And when I want something chocolatey at night, they just...
I'm so lactose intolerant. It's so annoying.
You are.
Like even when I had that cheesy cauliflower the other day, I was like, ooh. It's rumbling. I know.
It's like me and red meat.
Yeah. It's just really annoying, especially like for protein and things like that. Like a quick way to get your protein in. They have all those like yogurts or like all that shite. Like,
I know. Yeah, I know. Anyway, girl, don't worry. You eat your chocolate.
Yeah,
well deserved.
Fine.
Once on a flight home from a girl's trip in Miami. Oh my God, I really want to go to Miami, but I was told it's not that good. You've said.
I really liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I was so exhausted and my social battery was empty. I upgraded myself to business and I lied to the girls that I asked for an upgrade when checking in messing and they just said yes. Money well spent.
Sorry.
I would be up and gone.
Fair play to you. Being in a position to just be like, oh, I'll upgrade.
Yeah. But then maybe...
I just think of the time. Sorry, but my cousin went on a trip to New York with her friends, and none of her friends could afford to do a helicopter. You know, the helicopter.
She went by herself.
She did it on her own. And we were all calling her Lord Disick. She was like spitting down at them.
Have you ever flown business?
To your wedding.
Oh, yeah, premium economy.
It's a business seat.
It's a business seat.
No, I'm going to do it for my honeymoon.
Yeah. Oh, have you should. No, I've never. I've done premium economy on a couple of long haul flights and like, oh, bliss. It's like business. You get the same menu and everything. It's just not your little capsule-y seat, but the seats, like your feet come up a little bit and stuff. Gorgeous.
We were looking at, because we might go to Japan for ours, so you can fly Qatar Air.
Oh my God, and need to go to Japan.
Yeah, and they do the Q suites. So it's
a section.
Yeah, and your
thing. Like so expensive.
No, they're expensive, but it's not bananas.
It's 5 grand each.
No, I think it's less.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's something.
I think it's like 3 grand each, which is, I know it's a lot of money, but like for your honeymoon. And like,
oh, it's a once in a life opportunity. Absolutely.
You're the section comes down and you can put your basically it's like you're in a big bed.
Come to think of it, a wedding and a honeymoon combined.
I don't know how people do it like straight away. Like,
I honestly think you're wrong doing it straight away. So I think you should separate the two of them so you have space to enjoy the come down of the wedding.
Yeah, 100%.
I thought I really had one. But
you'd have time.
I had no time to. But I can't wait now in time. I don't know when we'll get our honeymoon in. But I, that will be so nice to look forward to then.
Yeah, and you'll have energy to plan it.
Yeah, like I think going off on a little mini moon after is great. Couple of days.
Decompress. You
know, decompress, keep cheerful, whatever. Have your own time because it is a loss, you know, socialising with family and whatever. But yeah.
I think that this girl is very considerate.
Of herself.
No, and also of her friends. Because I don't know.
She didn't want to rub it in their face.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what she was saying. But yeah.
Yeah, because.
Fair play. You don't have to lie if you work hard for your money.
But sometimes I feel like in this generation with us.
You can get prejudged.
With money and like people want to. People are nosy and they be like, oh, like, how are they on that? Where are they getting that money from? You know, like, maybe they, I like people who like, don't like to, who don't pry on those things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel fair play to her.
Okay. I dated a guy who had fallen down a bit of a pro-Trump conspiracy theory rabbit hole. I'm not that into politics, so he probably, ignored her for longer than I should have. He believed all sorts of mad things, like they faked the moon landing, etc. More so for myself.
So is that pro-Trump? That they faked? Do Trump think?
Not, it's just a conspiracy theory.
Oh, sorry.
But, so like, this is the thing, okay? Sometimes people are vulnerable online and can't tell what is fake or not. Do you know?
I know.
We're not going to get too political here, but you see it so much with all that the immigration stories in Ireland. Like, there's this certain narrative peddled.
I know.
And it's like comes out to be completely false.
I know.
You know? So I will give that person somewhat of like a caveat. Maybe that's that. But I do think that like there's a lot of like pro-misogynistic stuff online at the moment, like all the Andrew Tate stuff.
Oh yeah, it's wild.
And if I knew somebody who said that they liked Andrew Tate stuff, I'd be like, go on, out the door.
Yeah. I don't think I just don't even see us being friends.
No, but they wouldn't. But like,
I know
it wouldn't. It's so far removed from like our values and morals.
On the Trump thing, which I thought was really interesting, have you watched The White Lotus?
No.
There's a conversation between three friends. They live all different sides of America, and they're like friends for years, and they all come together in The White Lotus. And two of the friends can't believe that one of their friends like just trickles over that she like basically voted for Trump, or her husband does, and they're like so shocked, and it was like so mad because she seems so normal, but then I just thought it was well on time with everything that's going on
it's
at the moment.
It's a different kettle of fish in America though, because like they don't, their press is different to
propaganda.
What ours is. Yeah
I know, as it is in like every country. I've agreed to lead 2 big projects over the next quarter, even though I'm in the process of interviewing for a new job. I know they'll fall apart when I leave, but I couldn't say no without my manager copping that I was about to leave. Yeah.
Dead right. Play the game.
Yeah.
Play the game and like.
Absolutely play the game.
That's just life, isn't it? Anyway, like you have to, like your day-to-day role, the show has to go on, even if you're trying to look elsewhere.
Yeah. You never really know where a new job could go, or like, or
yeah, and like you're not gonna like just stop working entirely if you're trying to look for a new job, do you know?
Yeah,
so like, yeah, and also you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot, because imagine you were like, no, I'm not gonna take those projects because I'm trying to interview. You're never gonna say that,
yeah,
you know. So So don't be so hard on yourself. That's the corporate show.
Best luck in the interview.
Yeah.
Hope you got it, babe.
My granny left me a gorgeous mink coat when she passed away. I'm a vegan and I feel so bad, but I wear it anytime I've got a wedding or fancy event. I get so many compliments, but I won't admit that it's real. But it's
I know a person who does
it's
that.
It's vintage and it's hand-me-down, so yeah. It was dead anyway, babe. You know what I mean?
I know. You don't really see that a lot anymore, do you? Or is it just not on my algorithm, or it's just not, I don't really see, you know, for a while it was like, back in 2019, 2020, many people that text me being like, you should be promoting veganism. And I'm like, why?
Oh, you mean veganism? I thought you meant real fur.
Well, like vegan, they kind of come all together, don't they? Like,
oh,
animal,
yeah, vegan
cruelty.
Was like a big moment there.
It was, that's what I mean. I don't really hear about that so much anymore. Like, I felt like it was such a big thing. And it was like all down, like it wasn't just what you were eating. It was like the killing of animals, which I do think is really sad and stuff like that.
Mm. But I think like if something is vintage, it's there anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And you can say it's sentimental value and you obviously love it. It's sparking joy.
One of my friends has the most amazing mink coats and I think Ashley Cow might have one too. Like vintage ones and they're just absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
I love them. Well, I love the look of them. Just don't come at me. You're going to have these people text me and I mean like, you animal cruelty person. No, not at all. I just like the look of them. Anyway, I cannot stand my mother-in-law. She's babies. Oh, God, I've been here. Cannot stand my mother-in-law. I haven't been there. I love my mother-in-law. But I know this point. She babies my husband so much. If we go stay with them for the weekend, she'll offer to do his washing and gets offended if he doesn't bring a case of dirty clothes, like a college student home for the weekend. I know.
Like,
I will say, I feel like when I'm a mom and if I have a son, I could possibly see an element of me being like, oh, can I help?
Yeah, you're never going to change family dynamics.
No.
Like, you know? And I think you need to just try and make that situation work for you. Like,
yeah.
Like probably her baby and her husband is just like her being a mother as well. And she just doesn't want to let go that he's fully grown up.
Yeah, but then sometimes they can take it a step too far and we're like, they're adults and they don't need
It sounds like when they go and stay with her for the weekend. So you're kind of stepping into
I'm delighted when the washing's offered. Yeah. I'm like, absolutely. Yeah. Take
now,
it off
like,
my hands.
If she was coming into your domain and your space and trying to dictate how your insular family is, that's a different story. But like, I think you just have to understand that you're going into their probably childhood home.
Yeah.
Things just aren't going to change.
No, I know.
It's like you're swimming upstream against a current.
Yeah, I know.
Float on down.
That's a good
analogy.
Yes.
Okay, finally, for our last one of the week for our bonus episode, twisted my ankle a few weeks ago in the gym. Mm. It wasn't as bad of an injury as it appeared at the time and I'm grand again, but I'm still using it as an excuse to my personal trainer.
Well, dump that personal trainer, girl.
Yeah.
You obviously, I know, but sometimes you just get in a rut, don't you? Especially, well, I know I was after I hurt my ankle running last year. I was awful for a couple of weeks and then I just had no motivation. It took me like a good month or two to get back in. You need to be in a good mindset to get back in.
Yeah, but the longer you put it on the long finger, for lack of a better word, the more you build it up in your head and you're like, oh my God, this is my Everest. I can't go. And then it's grand.
And then it's absolutely fine. You just need to go.
You're like, why didn't I go? It's actually so grand. It makes you feel so much better. You literally do it all the time.
But speedy recovery. I hope you're like, oh no, it's better.
If you had to give me €1 million to guess what was going to play out there, I'd be broke.
I know. Sorry. Glitching as I usually do. Obviously your ankle's a lot better, so get back into your personal trainer. Pump some iron, girl.
Right, we're gonna wrap it up there. We love you as always. Thank you so much for sending in your weird and wonderful confessions.
Please keep them coming.
Yeah, and you can send them in to our Instagram account at Unveiled and what's it called? Unveiled Now? Yeah. Oh yeah, Unveiled Pods. And then our email is unveiled@goloudnow.com. And that's it. See you next week.
See you next week. Love yous. Bye.
Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey. A Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.